This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio or at venues around the city, and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes and to find your next favorite artist, band, album, or song. And if you like what you hear, please make sure that you rate and review the show so other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Courtney Barnett. I'm Megan Suma, and I'm here with host Alisa Ali at WFUV. Alisa, listeners are going to hear something slightly different in this episode. We're going to hear live music from an exclusive show that Courtney played for the station at the Bitter End downtown. And then you caught up with her and did an interview after the fact. So we're going to hear some of that conversation and the songs. Talk to me about this new album and getting to catch up with Courtney.
We've been a fan of Courtney's ever since the beginning, and it's really great to see how her songwriting is just so uniquely and finely honed and crafted. I mean, she's always been a great songwriter, but everything seems so much tighter now. And it's interesting, too, when I was talking to her about it, she was saying, you know, at some point she felt kind of stuck in her ways.
Yeah.
You know, that's why she named the album Creature of Habit, because she is a creature of habit, but she felt like getting herself out of, you know, the old ways was a way of finding something new. Mm-hmm. So she really has brought that same quirky, like interesting lyricism and tuned it to an even finer, drilled down way that it just seems more and more vivid.
Yeah.
That said, we're going to start the session with a song called Sight Unseen here on FUV.
Always getting in my own way. Is it too late for making any changes? Letting go of everything that might have been. I know it seems a lot, it's only for a year. Sight unseen, I promise, babe. Let's figure out the rest another day. Letting go of everything that might have been. And if we like it here, we'll stay another year. Sight unseen, I promise, babe. Let's figure. What I start in that indecision's never been much help to me, and it won't take long until I get my head together. Either way, why don't we stay a while and see? Stay a while and see. Stay a while and stay a while.
Courtney, Brittany Barnett live from the Bitter End on WFUV, playing new music from her fourth full-length album, Creature of Habit. Courtney, thank you so much for hanging with us and congratulations on your new record.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much for having me. It's nice to be here.
And so this record kind of represents a new chapter for you. A lot has changed for you, mainly a big move from Australia to the States. And this record was actually recorded here, not in New York City, but in California desert. And you can kind of hear that in the music too, don't you think?
I do notice it looking back at it, or listening back, and especially in this process of starting to talk about the album with people, I really see the differences between this album and, say, Things Take Time, my last album, which was, written in a small apartment during COVID lockdown in Melbourne. And it sounds like that. It sounds kind of small and a bit quiet and, I don't know, like kind of thoughtful in that way. And this album, I think, feels the exact opposite to me. It's big and loud and vast. And a lot of it was written and recorded in the desert, in Joshua Tree. And then the rest of it kind of around LA. So yeah, I think that the location and the environment really add a lot to it.
Yeah, it sounds like a really freeing experience and a magical one at that. Although maybe sometimes a little lonely at times too.
Sometimes.
I mean, just you and a mantis, just you and a praying mantis hanging out.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. But I think, that's kind of, I guess that's songwriting sometimes for me, or the way that I write. I think it is important for me to kind of go away by myself and spend that time and kind of reflect. And it's obviously a balance of those things, and then coming together with my band or in the studio with other people or whatever it is. But I do think that I kind of recharge in that way. I kind of need that time to reflect. So yeah, it's a little bit of both, I think, a healthy balance.
There definitely is a healthy balance and like a push and pull of, wanting to like rev things up and also giving yourself time to figure things out. In fact, I love how self-aware you are. That is such a great quality. But I love, like especially in that song Sight Unseen, where you say, let's figure out the rest another day. It's really kind of giving yourself a break, but also recognizing like, okay, we don't have it all together right now, but let's live in that space where we don't know.
That's nice of you to say that. And that's a nice interpretation of it.
Oh my God, is it incorrect though?
No, it's not. It's not incorrect. Okay. Not at all. There's no such thing as incorrect in songwriting.
That's true.
I almost said it to myself kind of not as a joke. It's just I noticed that I say that a lot. I put things off. And that was, I guess that was my little joke to myself, like, we'll figure it out later. We'll figure it out another day. It's kind of an example of one of my kind of habits or this thing that I fall back on with not dealing with something in the present moment. And instead I'm like, I'll figure it out later. And I often, leave something until the last minute or, leave it until it's all about to fall apart. And it's, I've recognized that it's not, maybe not the best way to approach things all the time. And I certainly haven't changed it or fixed it, but it's just something I've become aware of. But, again, it's kind of, it's a mixture of things. Sometimes it is good to just take the time to think about something and leave it for a day or sleep on it or whatever it is. So your interpretation is not at all incorrect. It's kind of both things at once.
Do you think there's a positive aspect to leaving things till later and to kind of having that deadline on you, like, okay, well, we'll figure this out later. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow, I need to figure this out now. And then your brain kind of runs faster and kind of gallops to put this puzzle all together kind of quickly in a different way. So I feel like that pressure is kind of a good thing. Can be.
Yeah. I mean, definitely through this, through this kind of study of myself and my behaviors, I recognized that. And I thought, maybe I do thrive kind of under that pressure that I unconsciously put on myself by delaying those things.
And maybe that is not a bad thing. Maybe that's how, you know, my brain likes to work under pressure, or, but I don't know, because then I get stressed and I get overwhelmed, right. And it's like, well, this doesn't seem like the practical way to do things. So yeah, it's just, it's interesting kind of trying to figure these things out.
Not to promote putting things off, but then you learn new things because you're like, hold on, before I finish writing this song, let me put this bookshelf together real quick and look at you having great carpentry skills all of a sudden.
You know, I think that there is kind of power and beauty in procrastination sometimes.
Go.
Sometimes you do need to step away to come back to something fresh, or sometimes, I like that kind of idea of taking the long path to get somewhere, because you kind of, you don't know what you'll find on the way and what kind of what you'll accidentally stumble across. And I do believe in that as well. And I do think, taking that time and kind of having that patience and reflecting on things and being able to kind of take a step back and look at what you're working on or thinking about or whatever it is, there's definitely plenty of positives there.
Yeah. And I know that there was a documentary that was made about you. And, you know, kudos to you for, one, allowing that to be done and then watching it, because it's probably really tough to watch yourself or listen to yourself. Although, I think, listening to albums is a different thing rather than, watching a documentary of yourself. Can you talk a little bit about how that affected you and how it kind of changed your perspective a little bit?
Yeah. I guess it is different to an album in that way of not being in complete control of the kind of outcome. And my friend Danny Cohen made the film and he did an amazing job. But it's still, it was very difficult to watch. And, part of me kind of wishes it didn't happen and it didn't exist. But then also at the same time, I think I learned things about myself that I never would have seen if I hadn't been seen through someone else's eyes and then watched it back. You don't get the opportunity to see that. And it's different to watching an interview back or watching a show, or reading someone's review of you. It was such a kind of intimate and kind of emotionally revealing project. And I think in a way, so there is this kind of, I guess I have a lot of feelings about it, but I think it was, if anything, it kind of feels like it was a bit of a catalyst for me for change. I think I saw parts of myself that I didn't like, and I say that in a kind way. I was like, oh, I don't want to be like that, or I don't want to be that kind of person, or whatever it was. I saw a few things, it was a very unique kind of opportunity to really have a look at myself. And with everyone else being able to view it at the same time, it was a revealing and I learned a lot through that project.
Can you talk a little bit about your sense of humor and maybe like the self-deprecating aspect of it, but also the humor aspect of it? Because I love that. I love self-deprecating humor. I think it's funny, and I think that's one of the things that makes your songs so relatable, because we all have these doubts about ourselves, and I think it's okay to acknowledge that. But do you feel like you want to kind of get more away from that, or is it okay to still, like, what are your thoughts on that?
I think that humor is such an amazing way to such an amazing lens to see things through, and you got to be able to see the light, in even the darkest situation. I'm not trying to move away from any kind of like self-deprecation or whatever it is, but I guess sometimes I'm kind of curious what's behind it.
It sounds
what
like
I'm
you've
trying...
been seeing a therapist.
Yeah, I have. I mean, yeah, this album. this album, the timeline of this album, actually. But I think that was my own doing. My own thought process was just like, kind of looking back at old songs or performing old songs and kind of thinking about what I'm singing and just thinking, what emotion was I hiding through saying this in this particular way? Or, you know, what's the wall that I was putting up here? So, yeah, it's not to say that I don't like writing like that. I think I still end up, sometimes in my writing process, it will be really negative or self-negative, like more than self-deprecating, just really kind of nasty. And through the process of writing, it has to kind of evolve into something else. I don't know. It's kind of it's part of the process.
But there's also a lot of confidence in your music too, which I appreciate. And it's very empowering, especially on that Great Advice. And the other thing I love about this Great Advice song is your turn of phrase. You're like, I need your opinion. Like I need a needle in the eye. I like it this way. What are some of your favorite turns of phrases or some lyrics that pop out at you that you appreciate about this record?
Oh,
do you have any favorites, or are they all your precious little babies?
I mean, yeah, I guess they kind of all are. I mean, I know there's lines that pop out that I really love. There's a line in Mantis about searching every morning in the trees. And there's no such thing as a perfect melody, but I keep searching every morning in the trees. And I think that's kind of one of my favorite lines on the album.
Such thing as a perfect melody. just any sign at all.
And that's a beautiful song too, kind of like the centerpiece of your record. And you've got a very cute little mantis on the album cover as well. Was that the actual mantis that inspired it that is photographed, or is that a different mantis? A mantis lookalike?
No, it's I took a photo that day on my phone and I considered making it the album cover, but it just was not a great
up to
photo.
Snap. I gotcha. That's fine.
And in the end, we found this incredible photograph by an artist called Lilo Hess, a photographer who actually lived in New York for a long time. And she was an incredible artist, and she would photograph a lot of insects and animals throughout her career. And she made many books. And yeah, that photo, I really fell in love with it. I looked at a lot of photos of mantises, a lot of drawings. I really went in there. And that photo by Lilo Hess, it just really, there's such a depth of character. Like, it's almost as if that mantis is kind of feels a bit cheeky and feels like it's looking right at you, and it has a lot of personality. And I just found it really beautiful, and I really fell in love with it. And so it had to be the album cover. There was no other way.
It's a great photo, and it is a very charming praying mantis. And can you maybe talk a little bit about why that had to be the title? Am I right in saying it's kind of the centerpiece of the record?
The song.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah. I feel that way. Yeah. And I think it's because, I'd been working on that song for a little while. It wasn't the first song I started for the album, but it had kind of been around. It had actually been around since Things Take Time era, the last album. Huh. And it was a song that Stella Mosgauer, who plays on the album and is one of the producers on both albums, she had written the music, and I'd found it years later when I started working on this album. And so it kind of stretches time. It's kind of been around, and I started writing lyrics to it, and I felt like I was really getting somewhere, but then I got really stuck, and then I was kind of spiraled, as I do sometimes, and was just feeling particularly lost. And then that was the day, there was a day that was really difficult writing wise. And that was the day I saw Praying Mantis, and it just felt like this sign from the universe. I looked up what it meant, and it said, you know, you're going in the right direction, you know, you're on the right path. And I was just interpreting that in regards to what I was trying to write and the message I was trying to get across. And it just, that moment really, it really changed the whole direction of the album. And it gave me this quiet confidence and kind of belief in myself. And, you know, it helped me finish the song. And once I finished that song, Mantis, then it felt like all of the other songs made sense together. It kind of gave the whole album some sort of cohesive glue and the just a kind of communal energy, and it just kind of all started making sense together. So it does really feel like that song and that encounter really kind of set the whole album up. And then, you know, a year or so later, I chose the album title, and it was actually a line from that song. Yeah. Creature of Habit. And so it just, yeah, to me, that song just feels really important.
It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful record. Creature of Habit is the latest release from Courtney Barnett, and it has been our absolute pleasure reconnecting with you again. Courtney, congratulations on another stellar release, and I know you're going to keep putting out hit after hit. Congratulations.
And we're going to get one.
Thank you, Courtney, and we're going to get one more live song from you right here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I don't know where to start when every thought at once comes flooding till I'm under water. And I don't even know if I care. Throw my hands up in the air. Said I don't know why I even bother. Oh my God, just one thing at a time. Don't get why it's so hard. Dreams and pick apart the seams, always working from the same old pattern. Soon as you pull one string, that's when everything begins, a bigger mess unraveling. Oh my God, just one thing at a time. Don't get why it's so hard to find. Wasting water on a scenic drive. I'm flying down the middle of the highway. Wrong way, sun in my eyes. I gotta fix this. Oh, somehow I'm ready for a change.
That was Courtney Barnett performing at the Bitter End in New York City for WFUV. A big thank you to Courtney for joining us at the bitter end for an exclusive show and for making time to talk to me for this episode. The music you heard in this episode was recorded at the bitter end and mixed and mastered by our technical director of live music, Jim O'Hara. Our FUV live in studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Our associate producer for this episode was Kate Russo. Megan Suma is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV live sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist, band, album, or song. Episodes drop every Monday. Please rate and review the show if you like what you hear so other music lovers can find it. You can also catch audio and video of FUV live sessions on WFUV.org. FUV live sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Elisa Ali.